going anywhere. It'll be interesting to see how this affects the industry, if people do it, or if they do actually learn and see what's happening. If we
drivers unite,
yeah,
that and how many people tip at Subway now?
Right. Good point.
This keeps happening.
Yeah, it does.
We'll take a break. We're coming back, and we're going to have more fun on the morning show here. I like the way I do it. Wait a minute, what?
Get ready.
Ooh, it got so meta.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The federal government has just released its October jobs report. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has the numbers.
As expected, the economy produced fewer jobs than it has over the past few months. 150,000 jobs were added in the economy, and that is lower than the nearly 260,000 per month that we've seen over the last 12 months. The unemployment rate came in at 3.9%, a slight tick higher from 3.8%.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel meeting with President Herzog, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and the Israel War Cabinet. Secretary Blinken says the U.S. is focused on trying to stop the war from spreading, and that's not all.
We also are thinking every single moment of our hostages, so many Israelis, Americans, other nationals, and we are determined to do everything that we can to bring them back safely, to bring them back to be with their families and loved ones.
CBS's Remy Innocencio has the latest on the conflict.
In central Gaza, survivors are digging victims out from an Israeli airstrike on the Barrage shelter camp. With craters punched into the ground, an estimated 45,000 Palestinians call this ruined place home.
The House has passed an Israel aid bill, but it also cuts the IRS budget. House Speaker Mike Johnson explained why.
That was the easiest and largest pile of money that's sitting there for us to be able to pay for this immediate obligation.
Those cuts plus the lack of funding for Ukraine has prompted the Senate to call the bill dead on arrival. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Lewiston, Maine this afternoon, site of last week's mass shooting that killed 18 people and injured several more. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre lamented.
While there, they will pay respects to the victims of the horrific shooting attack last week and grieve with the families and community members who have been affected by this senseless act of violence.
Jean-Pierre says the president will grieve with mourning families and demand action from Congress. New Delhi's government has shut primary schools and banned polluting vehicles and construction work in an attempt to reduce the worst haze and smog of the season. Authorities are using sprinklers and anti-smog guns to control the haze. Some musicians will make history tonight in New York when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will induct its class of 2023. Among this year's inductees, George Michael, Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, and Missy Elliott, the first female rapper ever inducted.
Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A $100,000 advertising campaign appears to have persuaded Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to set impeachment proceedings in motion against the state's top elections official. Megan Wolf is the target of conspiracy theorists who falsely claim she was part of a plot to rig the 2020 election. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode a year early. They're launching a statewide door-to-door effort in 115 communities starting this weekend. Polls suggest President Biden might not have long coattails in Wisconsin. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says that won't matter.
Voters are casting ballots because of the issues, because of their yearning for freedom, because they want to have the power to make their own decisions about their own bodies, because they want to live in a democracy.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Forever Wellness Day is this weekend at Southwood County YMCA. Sunday, November 5th, will focus on empowering active agers with events starting at noon. They'll have multiple fitness classes between noon and 1, a cooking demonstration focused on healthy snacks for bone health from 1 to 2, and a discussion on community resources with Sarah Wheeler from 2 to 2:30. This event is for adults aged 55 and over. Register today at the Southwood County YMCA. Sons of Norway are holding their Lutefisk Supper on Tuesday, November 14th at 6 p.m., but you'll need to register by Monday. It's at the Eagles Club in Marshfield, 1104 South Oak Avenue. Just $20 per person includes lutefisk, lefse, authentic Swedish meatballs, potatoes, salad, and rutabagas. Call Dorothy at 715-305-9699. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 48 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, celebrating 83 years this weekend.
Woo!
Got Melissa, woo-hoo, Seth, and James here with you. And every Friday in the 9 o'clock hour, we are joined by our good friend, and we're here now here to talk sports, Mike Clements. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, James. Hi, everybody.
Good to have you with us, Mike.
Hello, hello.
Appreciate the time, Mike, and I want to dive right into this. I've been waiting to talk all week with you since the trade deadline, Mike. The weird, kind of complicated trade sending defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. Mike, what did you make of this? What were your first thoughts on this?
So it's Tuesday, NFL draft deadline day. It's 3 o'clock Wisconsin time, and I get this text. You know, Rasul to Buffalo Bills, and I almost drove off the road. It's like, wait a minute, I read that wrong. And Rasul Douglas felt the same way, too. As a matter of fact, he told the whole story yesterday afternoon after the Bills practice. Now, we've been talking about this in the last couple weeks. You know, you beat the Bears, you lose one you should have won against the Falcons, you beat the Saints, then you get beat up. And I mean beat up by the Lions. Mm. And then after the game in Vegas, where they're in the visitors' locker room, and Rasul Douglas, who, you know, the Packers picked up a couple of years ago from the Cardinals off their practice squad, and the guy played hard-nosed right away. He was making key picks in games. 10 interceptions the last 2 years, leading the team in picks. He started becoming more of a vocal leader with this very young now Packers roster and Jordan Love. And with some of these losses and the way they were losing these close games, you know, he was showing his frustration and challenging. And he making some comments that, I don't know if that's, the way Green Bay Packers usually handle losses. But, you know, he was trying to send out a signal that things are not right, things are broken. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to step up their game, and challenging people that way. Mm-hmm. He'd even made a couple of mistakes himself. He got beat on a pick play where he gave up a touchdown to Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. Another game that they should have won, being beat by a 1-5 team. So he became more vocal about this, both leading up to the games. And my first reaction was, oh, God, did he cross the line?
Mm-hmm.
Did he? You know, we don't know what goes on in the meetings. Did he tell off a coach or something? Did other players start complaining, like, this guy won't shut up?
Mm.
And it wasn't that at all. It wasn't that at all, because Brian Gutekunst came out the next day and said, look, We got a third-round pick. The Bills called us. It's true. The Bills lost one of their defensive backs last month to a torn Achilles for the season. They put another one on IR after they got the trade that's had a lingering ankle injury, and the Bills are on their way to the playoffs, and they needed help in their secondary. So they saw the Packers as maybe a place where they could go, and when they got to third round, they made the deal. But to me, it just doesn't shake out. It's like you got Rasul Douglas, one of your few veterans, one of your few good defensive players right now, and you have to give up a fifth round pick and Rasul to get a third back to stockpile more picks.
It's weird.
All I could think of is this: is that Brian Gutekunst is looking at his to do list. Mm-hmm. He's got to get a left tackle.
Yeah,
he's got to get a safety. And the way things are going with Jordan Love, he might need to get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing when I saw that, I had a lot of the similar thoughts you did, Mike. But one of the things that bothered me was that fifth rounder. I wouldn't have minded it. It bugged me having to give up a pick for a pick. And I know it's a difference of two rounds and everything, and that's a light year difference, whether it's salary cap wise or it's talent wise. But the other part of it too, to me, you built this guy. This guy was built in your organization, and I think most organizations, especially in football and especially small market teams, seem to like to hang on to those guys. So, like you, I was wondering if there was something behind the scenes, because it didn't seem like an offer that you couldn't refuse. Like, oh, geez, they're going to give us a second rounder for Raul. We got to do this. It felt like something that was done for other reasons that we just don't know. And I think that when you have a fan base that is already a little shaky, that can happen. And I'm noticing that first time in my life that I've ever been around Packer fans, and they're just distant. They're just despondent with the team, and I've never seen that before. I hear so many of them. I know the Packers play Sunday. I'm focused on the Badgers on Saturday, and that I've never in my whole 20 some years living in this state heard that before. I do you think things like this creates even more of a divide?
It absolutely has. That was my gut Tuesday night. There, and there's some reports that I had done for our stations where people were like coming after me on Twitter, like, "Oh, Clemens, he's being too dramatic about that." Okay, maybe. So I asked Matt LaFleur point blank, as the emotions tried to settle and the reality started to sink in, I said, when Rasul Douglas arrived here 2 years ago, he had one and two word answers. He was flying under the radar. Mm-hmm. He was just trying to get a contract and prove himself on the field. He's become much more vocal. Did he step over a line? Are there guidelines you have about? And Matt interrupted me and said, "Yeah, let me answer that. Let me cut you off on that." He goes, "I don't have any guidelines. I don't micromanage what these guys say, what they do on the field, and how they carry themselves, in the community. That's all I'm concerned about. I don't care what these guys say." Rasul Douglas was a valued member of this team. He was a leader. He's a great football player. And it had nothing to do with how he was carrying himself during the season so far. So that's where the head coach was coming from. And then, yesterday, Rasul, the plane lands, and he's on his first practice with the Bills, and he talked to the Bills reporters yesterday afternoon. He's like, the phone call comes about 5 minutes before 3 o'clock. "Rasul, this is Brian Gutekunst. We've traded you to Buffalo." And there's a pause like, "What?" "Yeah, we've traded you to the Buffalo Bills." And that was it. Click. And he said, "Wait a minute, someone's pranking me." And a minute later, "Rasul, this is Mark Murphy. Yes, we have traded you to the Buffalo Bills. Come on up. We want to talk to you about this and tell you what's going on." So he gets upstairs, and then it starts to sink in. Okay, well, I get to go to 5-3 Bills, and they got Josh Allen, and they got a good team over there. They've been in the playoffs every year, and okay, maybe this isn't so bad after all. But so then he's cleaning his stuff. Now the locker room is a ghost town. On Tuesday, LaFleur wants them to stay home, be with families. He said Aaron Jones comes in, and they'd become close friends.
Wow!
And they go and sit down by the sauna, and he starts crying.
Wow!
Aaron Jones, they both go to tears. He visits with Keyshawn Nixon because he'd become friends with him. They're Nickelback. They start crying.
Wow!
You've got guys on record in yesterday's locker room saying, I'm still sick to my stomach.
Mm. Mm.
You got Joe Barry, defensive coordinator, saying, yeah, I just want to start off this press conference by saying we are very sorry to see Rasul Douglas go. That guy gave us everything. He was a team leader. He was beloved in this locker room. And I just want to get that on record. You know what it is? These guys, believe it or not, besides, you know, making $11 million this year for Aaron Jones, they're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They are playing for each other through injuries,
mm-hmm.
and they want to get to that goal together as a team. And when you take off one of your best 28-year-old veteran players and now becoming a vocal leader, a guy who kept things lively in the locker room, when you send them off to Buffalo, you know what it means? Well, that's it for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're rebuilding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're all done here.
I know we got other sports to talk about, Mike, but I can't have a brain like yours on the air with me and not address certain things. I'm curious to ask, this season started with, okay, we're evaluating Jordan Love. We're going to try to figure out what we have in Jordan Love. I feel like throughout the season, and maybe this was already the case, but it's also turned into, well, we're looking at Jordan Love. We should also probably look at Matt LaFleur a little bit. Like, we're also going to be looking at him, and whether it was intended or not, whether it was started, the season started this way or not, he is also now being evaluated and everything. Are you seeing it that same way?
I don't know. I can't believe it. I mean, you know, as I've said before, everybody's on the clock because Mark Murphy's going to retire here.
I know. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So that can be a regime change for everyone, mm-hmm. right? To bring in your own GM, to bring in, you know, maybe even bring in your own finance guy in Russ Ball.
Yeah.
So I think the organization has to think about that as well. That's a really unfair test for Matt LaFleur to start taking away parts like that. I would think that they would believe that LaFleur has, you know, give this guy some time to develop this college age roster you're putting on Sunday in the NFL. Hey, I want to tell you one funny thing that happened yesterday, though.
Mm.
You know, the girls' state volleyball tournament is here in town this week, right? High school volleyball tournament. Yeah. And it's right across the street at the rec center. So yesterday practice is starting. It's a nice sunny day and stuff, and I'm running just a little bit late. I'm parking my car in the parking lot by Lambeau, going to walk across the street. There's eight boys in their very nice student sweatsuits, you know, probably showing off their school colors and all that. These kids are from all over the state this week, and these boys are crossing Oneida Street there over toward the stadium, and the one of the kids says, as I'm getting out of my car, I overhear him saying, "I can't believe we saw Matt LaFleur." I'm thinking, wait a minute, I can hear the music started. I mean, practice is starting. And I see a guy stand outside the gate in, you know, the cap, the black vest with the big G on it, like, you know, him and Gudikins wear, you know, the pants and all that. And as I get, and he's got a beard, too, nicely trimmed beard. I get closer. No, that's Justin, the assistant security guy. On the phone, outside the gate while practice is underway. On the phone. Drinking coffee. And
that's awesome.
Kids are across the street from the rest center.
Nice.
That's Matt LaFleur. I actually told this to LaFleur as he walked by me at practice, and he cracked up. Our security guy.
He's got a second job, I guess. Yeah, he's got to guard the place, too.
He knows what he can be for Halloween.
Yeah, we saw LaFleur, but he's out there. He's drinking coffee and on the cell phone during practice. What's up with that?
He got his Halloween costume all worked out for next year. We'll get you out of here on this, Mike. I know how valuable your time is. The Bucks are 2-2, getting back into action after a rest day yesterday. They're going to be playing tonight, taking on the Knicks. What do you expect from this game?
What I expect is that Adrian Griffin now has to really focus on defense and, you know, rebounds. I mean, you got Giannis, one of the best defenders, and, you know, taking away shots there at the rim. But they really got a lot of fast break action from the Raptors, a younger team, the other night, and out rebound too, like 50-29. And you know, they've got all these stars and these shooters, you know, with Damian Lillard and trying to work Chris Middleton back in a little bit. But they got to figure out on what they're going to do to keep up with guys that do like kind of what the young Bucks did 4 or 5 years ago, just outpace teams. And that's the biggest thing that they're going to work on right now is to figure out how they set up defensively.
Yeah, and getting that chemistry, you know, more and more reps together can only help and help with the defense and offense. Mike, we value your time so much. We appreciate you so much. We're looking forward to talking next Friday already.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend.
You too. Talking sports with our friend Mike Clemens there. We'll be doing that again next week. We'll take a quick commercial break and talk a little entertainment when we come back on The Morning Show.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs, which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 48 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And a big thank you to Mike Clemens for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Got some information there that we did not get from anywhere else.
No, that's right.
That is pretty cool.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Mike, for that. Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news. And if you're waiting to see how Yellowstone ends, you got a while to wait.
Okay.
The conclusion of the fifth and final season won't premiere until November of 2024.
Whoa. Got a year.
And Kevin Costner will not be a part of it.
Surprise, surprise.
Shocked to no one.
Yes, yes. Please, please tell me who is shocked by that. Two new Yellowstone shows have been announced, though. A new prequel called 1944 and a modern-day spinoff called 2024. There are already two prequels, 1883 and 1923. And, but despite what you may have heard about lawman Bass Reeves being a spinoff of 1883, the showrunners of the new series premiere said this weekend decided to make it a standalone show.
Okay.
This is the new CSI.
Apparently.
Yeah, this is the new CSI.
Well, it was hugely popular.
What I think is kind of cool about this show, and I've never seen one episode of any of these, although I've been talking with Terry a lot about the, I think it's the 1883 one, the one with Harrison Ford. And that one I'm probably going to watch.
That one sounds really good.
I'm probably going to watch that one with those actors being a part of it. And it's I know it's not a Western, but it's set in that time period. And I'm such a sucker for those. So it's just
it's got Harrison Ford in it.
I'm telling you.
Helen Mirren, Harrison Ford, you got me.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff, man.
I don't care what they're doing. I'm going to watch it. But I'm with you, Melissa. It's one of the most, if not the most popular series around. You got to spin off of it. I get that.
There's t-shirts. There's sweatshirts. I think there's probably belt buckles.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yes. What I find fascinating about this story is very similar to some other shows, but none of them have been, like Breaking Bad and some of these shows, they have a network. They, The Sopranos was on HBO. They have a network. Yellowstone doesn't have a network. That's right. They're a Paramount show, but they're not necessarily syndicated show.
Right.
So this has gotten popular basically off because of streaming and playing reruns on TNT or something like that.
Yep.
That is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Like in this day and age.
It's probably the future.
I think you're right.
I think that we're seeing something here.
But to piggyback off of that, okay, well, you would think, well, then most of their viewers are skew younger. Exact opposite. It's all older. Mm-hmm. They have no young viewers to these shows. It's all 30 and above.
Right.
And so the idea that that age group can't get into the modern tech or streaming or anything like that, obviously we have the proof right here that that's not the case. They made a TV show popular, that age group.
Yep, so, they did.
Hold up. Did you just say 30-year-olds are old?
30 and above. 30 and above. Older. I meant to say older. If I said older.
They're not. I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant. The key demographic.
No. Well played, Melissa. Good to call me out on that. You're very right. You're very right. I would like to apologize to everybody in the 30s.
As you should.
I don't.
40-something-year-old.
It gets worse from there, 30-year-olds.
Protect your knees.
That's right. Protect your knees.
So the Beatles released a new song yesterday.
What?
A remarkable phrase.
Yeah. Maybe the only time I'll ever get to say that in my radio career.
I think you're right. Yeah.
The Beatles released their final song yesterday, and people think it sounds like Oasis.
Oh no!
The track is called Now and Then. It's an unreleased John Lennon song that features new contributions from Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, along with some old unused guitar work from the late George Harrison that he recorded before he passed for this particular song.
Right.
So three of the four original members, very much like Free as a Bird or something like that, having to do with this. And since it came out, people have been dropping comments like it sounds like Oasis. The new Beatles song finally answers the question, what if the Beatles copied Oasis?
Oh, no.
This is all happening with people who grew up with Oasis.
Oasis, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Oasis stole every single thing they ever did from the Beatles.
They did.
Literally everything. Even their inner fighting, they stole from the Beatles.
Even the way they looked.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
I forgot about that. You're so right. Nice, Melissa. I'm going to play some of this, okay? I'm going to play a little of this for you right now. Sorry, it was not. I had it set up.
Yep.
And then in 2001.
Okay, of course, they're not going to help me out here at all. Let me see here.
Let's see, there's something, right? Right?
Let's see.
There we go. I think that's it. There
you go. 1, 2.
That sounds like the Beatles.
It does.
It sounds like the Beatles. That sounds like the only band that's ever sounded like that to me in my whole life.
Yep.
Is the Beatles. I don't know where you get the Oasis thing other than you've listened to more Oasis than Beatles in your life.
Right, yeah.
That's what it is.
And the Oasis was so good at copying the Beatles that, they sounded just like them, in other words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's definitely Beatles.
That sounds well, James, you know, your reaction to it of hearing John Lennon sing again. I mean, some new stuff is just it's
even
remarkable.
The count in.
Yeah,
I'm not a crier. I'm not a person that cries easily. Yeah. I don't have anything against crying. I think the strongest people I've ever known can cry. But I don't do that emotionally very often. I was listening to it for a second time, and that what I played just right there. By the end of it, I'm like, what's going on? Oh, am I tearing up? I was tearing up.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps. That's the fourth time I've listened to that song or a little of it. And I'm showing Seth. I'm like, man, I got goosebumps still here, bro. Like, it's... I don't know how you get the Oasis angle other than people just need to bark. People just need to complain, need to whine. We got a brand new Beatles song. I didn't even care if it was good. I just wanted to listen to it over and over and over.
Yeah, right.
That's the most influential band of all time.
Yep.
all time. Mm-hmm. Like,
and obviously they influenced Oasis.
Obviously.
God, you're good. You're good. You are on fire today, Melissa. So,
because I didn't sleep much. She's punchy.
Nice. Good callback. It's a good thing Lisa Marie Presley isn't around to see Priscilla, because she hated it. The movie is based on Priscilla Presley's 1985 autobiography, Elvis and Me. And Lisa Marie read the script several months before she passed and was not impressed. She emailed the director, Sofia Coppola, an amazing director. Mm-hmm. She emailed her a ton. Quote, "My father only comes across as a predator and manipulative. As his daughter, I don't read this and see any of my father in this character. I don't read this and see my mother's perspective of my father. I read this and see your shockingly vengeful and contemptuous perspective. I don't understand why." And this has been coming out because, of course, this movie is premiering this weekend.
Okay.
I wonder if this is going to get people to not want to see it because of a Presley's feelings on it, mm-hmm. or is it going to get people to want to see it even more now because of seeing, well, what she is she right? Is what she's saying? I mean, that's the way that, you know, the world works.
Mm-hmm. I'm very curious. How do you get somebody to do something? Tell them not to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm really curious to see the numbers, the box office numbers come Monday for a movie that I did not care what the box office numbers were going into it. I thought it was, be interesting, but I didn't think before reading this article that would be something I'd care about. Mm-hmm. But
if nothing else, it'll be an interesting companion piece to the Elvis movie from a couple years ago. Because if it's got a very different, take on it and that sort of thing, to juxtapose, how they handle them in two different ways, if nothing else. So, yeah.
Well, and it could also just be looked at as this is a fantastical version of this story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Who knows?
It's not accurate.
Yeah.
See where it goes.
Yep.
Looking at what's new on your small screen and big screen this weekend, tonight on Disney Plus at 7, the 38th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Ooh,
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Plus. Yeah, I didn't know
gonna
that.
Have to check that out. It's a good deal by Disney. Smart by them.
Yeah, that was.
By the way, if anybody wants to buy ESPN, go ahead and throw your bids in now, because Bob Iger and Disney is trying to sell that at the rummage sale. Like they are trying like heck to get that.
They are
Disney
done.
Rummage sale. They,
I just got this mental image of a Disney garage. Anyone? ESPN? Anyone?
It's a magic castle.
It's right 5 cents on a label
on
there.
Tables.
It's like right next to all the old Disney stuff that nobody's watching anymore. Song of the South and all these things and everything. Just sitting there. My. 5 cents. 5 cents.
5 cents. This, right? Must go.
You give me an offer.
I'll give you half a nickel.
Give me an offer. It's funny, but it's true. It's so true.
Yeah.
There's a new episode, Let's Make a Deal, Prime Time, is going to be on CBS tonight at 7.
Interesting.
Tonight on Hulu, Quiz Lady, starring Awkwafina and Sandra Oh, as sisters trying to clear their mom's gambling debt. That's an interesting
sounding show.
Sandra Oh and Awkwafina, that's going to be a good combination.
They're very good. I like them both, yes.
Very good actors. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 premieres on Peacock tonight. Sunday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Buffalo Bills. That should be a good one right there. Mm-hmm.
I got to check my fantasy football.
Nice.
I forgot you're doing that.
The biggest thing going on this weekend, of course, is on The Simpsons this Sunday, The Simpsons Treehouse of Horrors.
Wow.
It is episode 34.
The biggest thing to James.
Did I not say that? I'm sorry.
You left that bit
that.
Out.
That's me. I apologize. I meant to say that.
I think you should have doubled down on that. No, it is the biggest thing that's going to happen for everyone.
I can't wait. These are my favorite episodes every year. I can't wait.
They're always fun. That's like where they get to stretch. You know, they get to be really crazy. Yes. Yeah.
And new in your theaters this weekend, Meg Ryan and David Duchovny star in What Happens Later.
She's back.
This is the rom-com for not 20-year-olds.
Right.
That's right. Yes. For people in their 30s.
It's
yes, those old people, James.
That's awesome. It's actually directed by Meg. It's her first time directing.
Oh, really?
It's first time her directing in 8 years, I should say. Oh,
that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Good for her. I'm just happy to see her out there again.
I've always been a big fan of hers, and I love the fact that she's getting back into it again. That's really neat.
A big fan of hers. And Priscilla premieres this weekend, a movie based on Priscilla Presley's 85 memoir, Elvis and Me. It's written and directed by the amazing Sofia Coppola, and it stars Kelly Spaney from Mayor of Eastwood as Priscilla and Jacob Ellerode from Euphoria as Elvis. Mm. So using some lower name actors for these ones.
That's kind of cool.
Not lower name, but you know what I mean? Not household name.
Done that a lot, actually, in a lot of her films. She takes up-and-comers in her films a lot, yeah.
And she is a chip off her father's block. Mm-hmm. She is a Coppola through and through the way that
Very
she does
good director.
That.
Yeah.
We're going to get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we got five things to look forward to in November coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep more than 319,000 children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. The American Cancer Society says millions more people should get screened for lung cancer. The Society is expanding recommendations for older adults who used to smoke no matter how long ago they quit. The new recommendations also extend to people with a 20-pack history. That means nearly 5 million more Americans are now recommended to get screened. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner is Saturday, November 11th. It will be held at the VFW Post 2534 on 2711 Redden Road from 4:30 to 7 p.m. It's $11 for an all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner with marinara or meat sauce and all the fixins. There's a cash bar with soda, beer, and wine. You can honor the men and women who have given of themselves in service of our country with fellowship and a meal. The City of Wisconsin Rapids posted their proposed 2024 city budget. The Common Council will hold a public hearing on the proposed budget next week. The public meeting will be on November 9th at 6 p.m. at the City Hall. The budget is posted on the city website, wirapids.org, or you can request a copy from the Finance Department by calling 715-421-8242. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan?
For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 48 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you, diving into a fun topic, what to look forward to in November.
Yay!
We got some good things going on this November. Let's dive right in. Of course, we mentioned already a million times this morning, daylight savings time ends this Sunday, so we gain an hour of sleep, which is always fun.
Right. For those of us that sleep.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of us are just envious. In sports, the World Series, of course, are wrapped up, and that was a lot of fun this month. The new NBA season going, MLS playoffs are going on, and NASCAR Cup Series Championship is this Sunday.
Wow.
Big stuff in the movies. Yeah. We mentioned the big, much awaited and anticipated Priscilla is opening tonight in movie theaters. The latest Marvel movie, The Marvels, hits theaters next week.
Yep.
Another Marvel movie?
Yes. Yeah. Melissa, you're just...
Yeah, sorry.
It's like it's inevitable, like rain. You know, it's going to happen no matter what.
The new prequel, just like that is inevitable, prequels. The new prequel to The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, arrives on the 17th. A lot of anticipation towards that one.
That's cool.
Another horror movie with a holiday, Thanksgiving. Horror movie, Thanksgiving movie.
No, seriously? Really?
The horror industry has run out of ideas.
And holidays, apparently.
Yes.
Let's turn a lovely family gathering into horror.
Yes.
Be on the lookout for Eli Roth's next movie, Arbor Day.
You totally stole that from my brain.
Oh, did I?
I was going to say Arbor Day.
Oh, no.
That was kind of actually kind of freaky, but you know, there was a little bit there. Get out of my brain.
Arbor Day of all the holidays, dudes.
Flag Day.
That's hilarious. I like Flag Day. I like that.
Okay, but the fact that they are going in using Black Friday as part of that actually makes sense.
It does.
I have a little bit of respect for this one now.
Even though
I'm not watching it.
I have actually more respect for that movie than I do, and this is weird for me to say, a Ridley Scott movie. Because I think Ridley Scott's one of the greatest directors I've ever seen, and one of my favorites. There is a new movie. His new movie is called Napoleon, and it stars Joaquin Phoenix as Napoleon. And I encourage people to watch the trailer and not the movie. The trailer, you get right away in the trailer everything you need from this movie.
Oh, really?
Joaquin Phoenix is playing Napoleon, for one. Okay, that seems like not a good fit.
Yeah, weird.
I don't mean to sound bad here, but Napoleon didn't have a clef. Didn't have a cut here, or a surgical movement here on his lip, above his lip. So that right there is going to keep you away from, they're not the same height, any of these things. And most importantly, Joaquin Phoenix doesn't use a French accent.
What?
He doesn't change his accent at all.
Uh-oh.
It's just Joaquin talking.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure
Napoleon is French.
Yeah. I double-checked this, and Melissa's correct. Yes. How does one of the greatest directors of all time let this happen? This is worse than letting Kevin Costner play Robin Hood without an English accent.
Like, this just is because he wanted Joaquin?
That's all I can think.
I gotta guess.
It's gotta be that. I cannot. I've never said this before, but I cannot encourage people enough. Don't promote this. Don't help this. Don't go to this.
There has to be a French actor who can speak very good English that could pull this off amazing, like, to be
Napoleon.
You know,
without a doubt.
That's just that. It's not as bad as using a Latin American person to play like an Egyptian or something. That's bad. We don't like that. And it's not to that level, but it's still sort of the same because it's like then it's, there's like no respect at all. He's a guy, you know.
It couldn't be more of an American biopic.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
It doesn't people are just going to want to see Joaquin or something. He ain't.
Why don't
that
we just
good.
Cast a woman?
Yeah. Yes. Oh God.
I would
yes.
watch that one.
Now that I would watch.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. On TV, there's not a whole lot because of the actor's strike, which I encourage people to still keep up to date on and learn about. But there's a lot of reality love shows, Love Island, Love Island Games, blah blah blah. The Showtime new series, The Curse, starring Nathan Felder and Emma Stone, premieres on the 10th. So does the fourth season of For All Mankind on Apple TV. Fascinating show. I love that show.
We finally have Apple Plus now, that's one I really want to watch because I heard it's really cool.
It all takes place. Season one is all about you're in the 60s and we're trying to get to the moon before Russia, and they do. Russia gets there before us.
Right.
And it completely
alternate history. Yeah.
Completely, everything else is kind of the same except for a couple of things here and there, and it really motivates us. And we're not first to the moon, but we're first to Mars. And it's just interesting. In this next season, mm-hmm. it's all caught up now. Now it's in 2023.
Oh, in the present time, right?
Yeah. It's just a really cool show. If you like that kind of stuff, where it's sci-fi, but not it's sci-fi light kind of.
It's not hard sci-fi. It's more soft stuff.
It's quite interesting. If you're into award shows, the CMA Awards are next Wednesday. The Grammy nominees get announced next Friday, and the Billboard Music Awards are November 19th.
All right.
And, of course, the holidays. The big one, the most important one, is, of course, Veterans Day on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage people we got a lot of information we'll be getting you about a Veterans Day and how to celebrate that. More on that a little bit later.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, Thanksgiving is on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. A few more ones.
Indeed.
You got this Friday. Today is National Sandwich Day, of course. Monday is National Nachos Day.
Ooh, yum.
Nachos.
Nachos.
On the 13th is World Kindness Day.
Very good. Mm-hmm. That should be every day.
And Black Friday, Cyber Monday, blah, blah, blah.
hey, there's one in there. Small Business Saturday. We should mention that one, though.
Should mention that.
For sure.
Buy local, support local. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to do that every chance you get, everybody.
It stays in your community.
That's right.
You spend those dollars. It's no different than if you went to see the Gatlin Brothers yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Savor the Arts, and a shout out to them. Yep. And I heard it was a good turnout and everything.
Excellent.
Whether you're doing that or you're going to Misty's Menu or something.
You got it, man.
You know, and it's no different than when you're supporting our local nonprofits like the United Way during their campaign season mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or what the heck, even listening to us.
Yes.
We'll even throw that in
what
there.
What the heck?
What the heck?
That's a great point that I don't ever mention. I don't even talk about us. You're incredibly right, both of you.
We're a local business, too.
We're a local business. When you support us, you're buying local, supporting local.
Exactly.
I just feel very foolish for not...
Well, we don't like talking about ourselves in that context. But
there's a lot of people.
We try to stay humble.
I'm trying to promote all these other places and everything. I actually promote our other shows on the Civic Media Network. I think more than us. I'm doing this wrong. I need to learn.
Rebecca even mentioned that the other day.
She did.
We should also mention Lights of Love on the 28th.
Yep.
Oh yes.
Lights of Love, which mm-hmm. we will be at again this year. We're looking forward to mm-hmm. that. Brought on by Spirus Hospitals.
I'm going to make Melissa do it this year. She can freeze.
We got like
I got a snowsuit, so I'm good. All right. I'm there.
We got like a minute left. Well, it would be fitting. I did it the first year you did.
Exactly.
But we'll see. But we got about a minute before our break, so let's go ahead and take a real quick call. Good morning. You're on the show.
James, you lost your Wisconsin card.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
What did I do?
Ooh.
November 18th.
Oh.
November. One of the most important days in Wisconsin history, opening weekend of the year.
Oh.
You're absolutely right. 100% right. I'm going to have to work to earn
book.
That card back. 100% right, man. 100% right.
Hey, go back to Illinois. Yeah.
Always good to talk.
Then you have to look at probably the November 17th with the 30-point buck song being played every hour on the hour.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
As a matter of fact.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It was a WIRI.
Yes, our yeah. Buck Off show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking with the creator of it yesterday. We were working on that and everything. That's good. We got a hunting show coming up on WIRI that I think people are going to enjoy. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for setting us up, bud. I appreciate you. We'll talk on, if we don't talk sooner, we'll talk on Playmakers on Monday, all right?
All right, it's all good. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Best listeners in radio.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure, getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime, for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try, and say whatever's on your mind, with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gain.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 48. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 24. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here to get your body moving and get you ready for the weekend, our last segment of the week. We appreciate the best listeners in radio joining us all week long. Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm. You get a That Ain't Right story for your listening.
Hey!
Aren't you lucky?
The Bobo Prize.
A father in California says that his kids went trick-or-treating and someone gave them sauce packets instead of candy.
Oh!
I saw this picture.
Oh.
Cheese sauce.
There was a wide variety, at least. There, you know, you got your Heinz and your yellow and your barbecue and your Taco Bell. He seemed to find it amusing. He said single serving sauce packets were, quote, recycled as, quote, treats. Let it not be said that Al Mandela peeps don't have a great sense of humor. Someone joked that the sriracha was a score since there's been a shortage of that.
Yeah.
It's valuable.
True story.
And another person said, my son came home with a packet of Southwest Airline pretzels. Can't complain when he still has 8 pounds of candy.
Right, exactly.
It's unclear who was handing out the sauce packets, though. I guarantee you, I know who was handing them out. It was a single guy who realized he forgot about Halloween.
Yep, forgot the candy.
Went in his top drawer and like, what do I got? Bunch of sauce packets. Here you go, kids.
Well, you know, if you see them in a bowl, they do look a lot like a bowl of candy packets.
Yeah.
James, if you've never been right about anything in your life, you were right about that. That's exactly how it happened, man.
James, is that what you did on Halloween? Be honest with us. Be real.
It was salt packets.
salt pepper packets.
Yeah, yeah. You felt really bad. got a lot of negative feedback on that one.
Yeah,
That ain't right. That ain't right story.
But it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny.
It's there's some good stories of the day going on, and they are going on right here all weekend long. We got one more episode of Midday Magazine for the week, and we got a good one for you. Join us at 3:00. Today, Representative Scott Krug will be with us, Wisconsin State Assembly District 72 representative. Always a good, open, transparent conversation with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrap up the week talking to Nicole Menzel, library director. director of the Leicester Public Library of Rome.
Oh, very cool.
Right.
She's the new director over there.
Oh, that's great.
And it'd be really cool to get to meet her and have our audience get to know her.
We love libraries here. Mm-hmm. We certainly do.
Tonight, a little bit later at 6:30, it's a puck night. Wisconsin men's hockey hosting Michigan. Big Ten matchup. All that matters is a Big Ten matchup. Mm-hmm. Our pregame starts at 6:30. Puck drops at 7. Stick around. Keep us all weekend long. 9 a.m. Wisconsin football and Indiana. That's when our pregame will start off for the Wisconsin at Indiana game. And that, of course, means no over the back fence.
Seth. Not this week. So you have to wait another week for us to get back on the air. So
keep that in mind, everybody. Yep. And speaking of our weekend programming, want to highlight a couple of things. One, of course, check out the Sunshine Polka Show every Saturday at 7. It is maybe, if not the greatest show of all time.
That's right.
Tim does a great job.
He does.
Tim Hubbelt, our polka guy, does a masterful job with that show week in and week out. Be sure to check out the Sunshine Polka Show. And of course, you have this weekend some great stuff going on. Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Seth, what is your theme this week?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I think I will do a show about thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Saw that one coming a mile away, Dad.
Yeah, I'm a dad. That comes naturally. My show this week is about songs about thinking or I think about something. So, yeah, that's what it is. It's a thoughtful program this week.
Very good. Very cool. Very cool.
And, do you put a lot of thought into it?
I did.
We are going to probably be doing a rerun of Director's Cut, and I'm going over this with Seth live on the air.
Yep. It's true.
Because I want to take some time with our anniversary episode we're going to do. So I'll be looking for that in the next week, everybody.
Yeah, I would say.
And after that, you're going to be having Jordan Bain joining us very soon. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, we have Kyler Cusio joining us on the morning show on November 10th. Keep that in mind.
Coming up
everybody.
On Friday, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun show. We're looking forward to it. Just want to bring attention really quick to a couple of other things going on in our area. Focus, as far as we know, is still out of brown bags. Mm-hmm. If you're able to, we'd appreciate you dropping some off to them. They could greatly use them. Our friends at Focus doing some of the most vital work in this community. We appreciate them.
They've been very busy, too, lately. So, yeah.
Yes.
Stop by at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Say hi to them and see if you can help out. Mm-hmm. Seth, also something really good going on this weekend in your neck
That's
of the woods.
That's right. It's the Indoor Winter Farmers Market. Let me try that again. Take two. The Wisconsin Rapids Indoor Winter Market at the Moravian is happening once again, everyone, on Saturdays from 9 to 1. They have shortened it a little bit. It was from 2, but they do now. They're going until about 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's at the Moravian Church, of course, at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Completely accessible. There's a ramp. There's an elevator. It's in the basement there. Go check out all of the great vendors in the area that are coming for this. It changes every week. Go to their Facebook page to check out who is coming this week. They've got food now for sale as well. Lots of great stuff. Get your Christmas shopping in early.
Yeah, holiday shopping.
Yeah, you always find lots of great stuff at the farmer's market. So go to Facebook to check it out or go to wrmoravian.org and with more information there as well, especially if you want to be a vendor, if you want to be a vendor there. So.
Mm-hmm. We've got our good friend Tom Heiser joining us on Monday with our monthly Veterans Update. Mm-hmm. Tom will be joining us around 9:20. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. It'll be after, of course, the Kitchen's Open segment. So be looking for both of those great things come up on Monday.
That's on Monday, isn't it?
Hey, Melissa, I'll be there this week.
Oh, good. I don't have to rewrite it last minute because I'm an idiot.
No, I'm not going to let you get away with that. But Tom did send something over I wanted to mention. Next Friday, November 10th, they have a VFW blood drive at the VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. You can make an appointment. They prefer that by calling 877-232-4376. That's 877-232-4376. Or you can visit versity.org/Wisconsin. Give blood, get noodles, and receive a coupon for a buy one, get one free, a half off an entree from Noodles & Company. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is going on from 9 to 1. Again, this coming Friday, not this Friday, but next week Friday, the VFW Post 2534 have their
week
blood
from
drive.
Today.
Yeah.
Week from today would be a lot easier way to say that.
I'm here for you, James.
I appreciate you.
You got an editor right here on live editing of James Maloff.
And I wanted to make sure to mention this as well. We got a couple weeks here yet, but coming up on Wednesday, November 15th, is our Radiothon, our United Way Day here at the WFHR.
Yeah,
United
love it.
Way Radiothon. Mm-hmm. This is where the United Way comes in and they take over the next 3 hours. They'll be a part of our WIRI show. They'll be a part of these 2 hours here at WFHR. We're raising funds, raising campaign dollars for them, and we're raising attention to the United Way and the incredible work that they do in our community.
Yes, indeed.
This community, you'd know if there wasn't a United Way in this community.
Yeah.
You'd know.
A lot would go away.
A lot of things. And we kind of get, we're able to get into that. Of course, one of my bandmates and my older sister, Terry Johns, and CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, more importantly, will be in with us. Her and I kind of co-host this, and we have a ton of great guests joining us from the United Way and from local businesses. And we encourage you to, keep this date bookmarked and, maybe hang on to those dollars and, well, we encourage you to put them in now if you want, or you can wait until Wednesday on the November 15th for the United Way Radiothon right here at WFHR and WIRI.
Just as long as you help out. Yep.
Going to be a great weekend. We encourage everybody to have fun out there. Be safe. Big thank you to everybody that joined us throughout the whole week. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. That was a lot of fun. We had Madison from the Southwood County Humane Society with us yesterday. Yep. And our friend Mike Clemens talking some sports with us. That was a good time as well. Great week. Great week.
Yeah, that was a good, very good week.
Nice
this job. Week.
Nice work, everybody. You guys be good
you
to
too,
each other.
James.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys be good to yourselves. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at... Come on. Where's Chuck? There he is.
Yeah. Chuck!
WFHR, Wisconsin.